We are tracking reports that the latest Republican health care bill is changing. The bill is aimed at repealing the Affordable Care Act.
According to a draft that is circulating, the newest version of this legislation would shift more money to states like Alaska and Maine, which are home to Republican holdouts, Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. Now, this weekend, Collins was voicing doubts on CNN's State of the Union.
It's very difficult for me to envision a scenario where I would end up voting for this bill. I have a number of serious reservations about it.
Okay, let's do the math here. Two Republican senators have already said they will vote no, Rand Paul of Kentucky and John McCain of Arizona. This means the bill cannot lose any more Republican support if it's going to pass by the Friday deadline.
That's right. So let's remind people, the full name of this bill is Graham Cassidy Heller Johnson. And the Johnson in question is Senator Ron Johnson. He is a Republican from Wisconsin. He is one of the chief sponsors, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mary Louise and David. How are you doing?
We are well, thanks, and thanks for being with us. So this revised draft of your bill that's coming out today, we mentioned it includes more money for states that are home to senators whose votes you need. Why make that change?
Well, first of all, the formula to make the distribution of federal health care dollars more equitable across the states has been an iterative process. And there have been changes all along. It's a complex problem. You know, you have Medicaid, which is, you know, there are all kinds of waivers out there. There's nothing unique about a state being unique. And so we have 50 unique states. And so this is, again, this has just been an iterative process. And there's been an awful lot of changes just in the last week or so, not only just for those states, for a number of states. So, again, there's nothing unusual about this. We're trying to make this as fair as possible.
But let me let you respond to the
sure.
question some people will have, which is, if you are giving more money to states whose votes you're going to need, how do you respond to people who may see that as an effort to buy votes for your bill?
Well, again, what I've been involved in is a process where formulas have been changing to, for example, extend the time period it's going to take to bring greater equity, the distribution of federal health care dollars. And so that affects a number of states. You know, Alaska and Maine are probably part of that process in terms of the adjustment. Probably every state's going to be part of that adjusted process as well. So,
but you're not giving more money to every state in this new version.
No, those states that currently get a disproportionate share, a larger share of federal health care dollars, particularly in Obamacare funding, we'll see a reduction in what the increase probably would be. So some states might actually get a slight decrease. But, you know, currently it's really been quite unfair. I know that, you know, California, New York, and Massachusetts, they represent about 20% of the population. They get close to 36% of Obamacare funding. It's just simply inequitable. So I think it's one of the major features of Graham Cassidy Heller Johnson is to try to bring greater equity in terms of that federal funding. It's never going to be perfect. The funds right now are being distributed basically under Cassidy Graham based on the population of people between 50 and 138% of the poverty line, again, directed toward those individuals that actually need the funding.
So we're sitting here talking on Monday morning. Let me put the same question that I put elsewhere on the show this morning to Senator Ron Wyden, your Democratic colleague. If you had to put a percentage on this, where would you put the chances of this bill passing this week?
Well, I'm still cautiously optimistic, but if we don't get it done this week, Senator Graham and I have both told leadership in the Senate that we won't vote for a budget resolution that won't give us the same possibility of passing a health care reform within that same process of budget reconciliation. But, you know, what I would say is that would be the last resort. You know, I've been pretty critical of this process. I think we all should have started reaching out the other side, talking about the problems, the real problems we face in our healthcare system, the real problems created by Obamacare, acknowledging the benefit. 20 million more Americans got healthcare. Nobody wants to pull the rug out from underneath of those. Work in good faith. But if Democrats in the end don't work in good faith and really address the problem, which I would say is skyrocketing premiums that have doubled, leaving in many cases people with pre-existing conditions unable to afford health insurance, particularly if they continue to work. So there's no absolute guarantee of people being covered, guaranteed with the pre-existing conditions under Obamacare.
Just
so
real quick, I'm hearing you correct.
May I
just jump in, because
sure.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. You would like for this to pass this week, but you are already looking forward to maybe tying this to a budget vote if it doesn't?
for next year if we don't pass this year. We'll give ourselves that option for next year as well. We can't stop this effort. Obamacare markets are collapsing. Premiums have already doubled nationally. So this is a real problem. I'm personally hoping that if we can pass it this week, we set up this process of federalism where we turn the funding over to states so they can be innovative. And then I think there's going to be more opportunities for us to work in bipartisan fashion as governors start coming to Washington, D.C. looking for greater flexibility.
That's Wisconsin's Ron Johnson. He's a sponsor of the Republican health care repeal effort, which is working its way through the Senate. Senator Johnson, thank you.
Have a great day.
We also have here in the studio with us another voice, NPR's Susan Davis, who covers Congress. So you were listening there, hearing Ron Johnson defend his bill. What struck you?
When he talked about the fact that he and Senator Graham have suggested that they would vote against the next budget resolution if they don't get health care passed, that is hugely significant. And that is hugely significant because the next budget resolution is what Republicans want to use to pass tax legislation. And if Republicans are willing to hold that hostage to keep the repeal and replace fight alive, that could down two Republican priorities this year, which is health care and taxes. And the fact that they're willing to make that play is the next major fight to look for in Congress.
Not that we needed more fights to look for in Congress. NPR's Sue Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.